Just after World War II, America, and most of the world, entered a new phase in history. What came to be called the Cold War dominated the second half of the 20th century. This confrontation grew out of the ideological clash between Western democracies, led by the United States, and communist nations, led by the Soviet Union. The threat of nuclear weapons made this period the most dangerous one in world history, but efforts of the U.S. Air Force helped bring this conflict to a peaceful end and led to incredible advances in aviation technology. As you walk through the hallway leading to the Cold War Gallery, you will see the Berlin Airlift exhibit. The Berlin Airlift, unofficially named Operation Vittles, was one of the defining moments of the Cold War. The airlift began in 1948 when the Soviet Union cut off land routes from West Germany to Berlin. The 464-day effort to supply a city's needs solely through the air demonstrated the resolve of democratic nations to oppose communist repression. The massive humanitarian effort was the first triumph for the young U.S. Air Force and symbolized Western commitment to rebuilding democracy in Europe after World War II. Be sure to notice the stories about the candy bomber, a pilot who dropped candy to the children of Berlin, and Vittles, a dog who wore a parachute and flew 131 airlift missions. Vittles accumulated around 2,000 flying hours and, fortunately, never had to use his parachute.